Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can also find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Nashville, Tennessee, June 30th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Martin Muniel from Barnesville, Georgia.
Hey, how are things in... I don't even know where Barnesville, Georgia is.
Barnesville, Georgia is about an hour and 15 minutes south of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I think people are calling in this week from completely fictional places.
Yeah, they're making it up.
I think they're all making it up. What do you do there in that supposedly real place?
I am an English professor.
Are you really?
I am.
I was an English major.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks for nothing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't take it out on you. I loved it. Mark, welcome to our show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in the last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. And because you are an English professor, we want you to explain their meaning. Here's your first limerick.
Our casino brings bugs to their knees, or the itching's too bad to appease. To earn gambling dollars, croupiers put on collars to try to get rid of those...
fleas.
Right! A casino in New Zealand is battling a flea infestation, and they thought, well, we could clean the place, but... isn't there an anti-pest solution that also dehumanizes our workers? Yes! So now the workers are wearing flea collars. It's working, maybe all too well. Gamblers have found they can now tip dealers with kibble or distract them with laser pointers. All right, here's your next limerick.
My new sweater is nothing to flog. It's from yarn that leaves most couches clogged. My pet I do brush, for his hair is quite plush. I make wool from the hair of my...
dog.
Right. Ever looked at your dog and thought, I would look great in that fur? Well, you're crazy, but you're not alone. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, more and more knitters are making sweaters from their own dog's fur. Nothing is cozier. It's like having your entire torso humped by warmth.
Can that possibly be comfortable? I mean, dogs scratch all the time. If it itches them...
Only if they've been to a casino in New Zealand. But.
Yeah.
All right, here's your last limerick.
Yes, sulking's the name of the game. That's why moody guys get all the dames. Don't come on too strong. Make them think you've done wrong. 'Cause ladies love looks of true...
shame?
Right. You know that old saying, nice guys finished last? We'll add a new clause to that, nice guys finish last, and guys crippled by shame finish first. According to a groundbreaking Canadian study, women are most attracted to men who exhibit obvious signs of shame, as in lowered heads and averted eyes. I'm doing it now so as to drive you ladies wild.
It was just like 3 weeks ago there was a study on this show that women were attracted to men who put their heads back when they talk, looking down their noses.
Right, so you're supposed to put your heads back, close your eyes, and avert them in shame.
Shame, yes.
It just sounds like being attractive is very hard on the neck.
Yeah. Carl, how did Mark do in our quiz?
Well, Mark was correct 3 times, Peter, so he wins our prize.
Well done, sir. Congratulations. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.